walking under trees, you can't be too careful. Was it a low branch that hit you, or was it the drone gnome? Everybody knows that Shirley and Spinoza broadcast live on the internet every Sunday night. Tonight, we've parted the brambles that make Uber Radio so hard to see even in good sun. You hear it as it happens. So right before that live set by the drone gnomes, we heard March of the Trolls by Edvard Grieg. The Gnome, that version sung by Neil from the Young Ones. Waiting for the Gnomes by Suicide Commando. And the Gnome, a portion from Pictures at an Exhibition by Modest Mussorgsky.
Morphogenic fields of Imperia.
A human sits at a table, deep in conversation with an elf, a gnome, and a dwarf. Halfway through what must have been his sixth ale, the elf politely excuses himself and uses the washroom. He thoroughly washes his hands, then returns to the table. The gnome, after what must have been his 12th, goes to the bathroom without excusing himself and returns washing his hands in and out of the water, though briefly. The dwarf has about 20 ales and finally jumps out of his chair rudely and mid-sentence uses the washroom and returns without a thought of washing his hands. When questioned by the human as to why they had different washroom habits, the elf replies, "As elves, we were taught to be kind and considerate to others." The gnome replies, "As gnomes, we were taught to do things differently, only without waste of time or resource." When he turns to the dwarf replies, "Yeah, well, we dwarves were taught not to whiz on our hands."
Oh my god. All right, step aside, lads, step aside. And thank you for my wee associates for my turn up to step up here on this wee matchbox. I am Gnome the Third, colloquially known as Wee Mr. Big Hat, with more from chapters of the Encyclopedia Egonomica. Gnomes pop up all over the world. In every country, they act a little differently. In Norway, they're as intelligent as humans, and they help simple farmers by scaring away gremlins in exchange for food. Left outside on miniature plates, if you really want to be on their good side. In Britain, gnomes act a lot like leprechauns, hiding wealth underground and engineering elaborate traps to protect it. In Africa, gnomes are indistinguishable from gremlins. African gnomes pinch you during the night until you leave out nourishment to appease them. And they also torment your livestock. No, didn't all sugar and white beards? Not at all. Gnomes are so widespread and diverse that even the investing world has two kinds. The first type of gnome simply refers to 15-year pass-through securities offered under under Freddie Mac's cash program. They may be called gnomes because the name just sounds nice, but it could also be a nod to the fact that Freddie Mac investments are generally quite stable, thus getting off volatility at gremlins. Well, The second breed of gnomes resides in Zurich, Switzerland. Zurich. The Gnomes of Zurich was the nickname British Labour ministers gave to the Swiss bankers during the 1964 sterling crisis. The foreign exchange speculators in Zurich had become so powerful and secretive that the British were beginning to see the resemblances between the Zurich speculators and the clever little creatures beneath the streets of London. Zurich continues to be an important financial market. retaining its place as the primary place for gold and precious metal transactions. The British ministers have quit calling the Swiss gnomes, or gnomes as we say here in the studio, possibly because the Swiss kept pinching them during the night. Why aren't you laughing? Why, I'd mince your livestock if you had any.
It's going, going, gone.
You know, the gods, they're gonna see God.
Radio Gnome, broadcasting brain to brain, direct from the planet Gong.
That is the first mostly electric gong.
Et le gong autour de lui, ça fait pas mal de monde. On va essayer de savoir Monsieur Allen.
Oui, bonjour.
Comment va le gong?
Ah, le gong, ça sent comme...
Oh, God.
Everything tonight has been live, and a disturbing amount of it has also been green, here at Shirley and Spinoza with Oob Radio and the Drone Gnome. Keep an eye on www.compound-i.org and ubuibi.org for teaching aids and a free study guide. Before the last live set, we heard some pre-recorded music, starting with Radio Gnome Intro from Gong, and that's a portion of the live from BBC Peel sessions, followed by Kim Bolton Gnome Song by Ronaldo and the Loaf, and Gnome Kill by Oddity and Coo.
Tonight's Oob Radio players were Cliff Neighbors as Gnome Buddy, Das as Gnome Chomsky, Nina Pixie as Charlotta Ganoon, Jesse Burson as Gnome de Plume, Andy Way as Dudley Moore, Russ Kemp as Grimble Grumble, and our host, Fausto, as the wee Mr. Big Hat.
Please be sure to join us next month on Oob Radio for Mars Means War. I said good night.
Good bye night. Bye. Good night.
Bye bye.
All right. Good
night. Peter Sam. All right. Enough of the combat. Well, it's 13 years later, so you know that it's time. It's time for the Lawn Gnome Bar Mitzvah. Well, a bird bath continue can be lots of fun. And a Hanukkah wedding is a number one. But you want a party that's second to none. You should come to the Lawn Gnome Bar Mitzvah.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.